This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, the week is just getting going. Isn't that amazing? It's officially December. It's Christmas season. I am in a wonderful mood, and we have a gigantic show tonight. There's no chance whatsoever I'm going to get to everything. So I'm going to get the two big things out of the way that we are definitely going to tackle, and then we'll deal with everything else. Well, I should say three big things. Medal of Honor Monday, of course, is one of those. That's an hour from now. We'll honor a hero. You get that. To open the show, Pete Hegseth, war crimes. You've been seeing all these things for 24, 48 hours. We are going to discuss who's doing it, why they're doing it, communist ops, how to recognize them, how do they pull them off. It's going to be a long talk in the open. Then we're going to discuss this refugee stuff, Afghanistan, bringing people here. If by the time I'm done with that and I get to some of your emails, which I will do, if I get done with all that, we have things about judges that are trained by communists in this country, what the left's plans are if they take power back, a race the right ignored that's now going to be costly, smartphones, college degrees, food stamps. I mean, there's by the way, that's not even close to all of it. It's just going to be a big week on the Jesse Kelly Show. You want to be here for every single second or you'll die. Now, I don't want you to take any time to text.
People be texting.
All right. So let's first discuss this. This is going to be, I'm giving away the game right now. This is going to come to the Pete Hegseth op the communists are running right now, designed to destroy Pete Hegseth, delegitimize the Trump administration, and several other things. But it's going to take us a while to get there. So sit there, get comfortable, put your robe on, and let's talk. War crimes. You've seen this term a lot. You've heard this term a lot. If you've been reading the paper, you've been watching the news, there's lots of talk about war crimes. Did Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, did he order a strike on a drug boat? And then, if there were survivors in the water, did he order SEAL Team 6 in there to put one in all their skulls as they're limping through the water? Well, I mean, I've heard the term on the news, war crime.
Based on what CNN is reporting, what the Washington Post is reporting, do you believe if there was a second strike to eliminate any survivors, that constitutes a war crime?
It seems to. If that is true, if what has been reported is accurate, I've got serious concerns.
Well, first, if that reporting is true, it's a clear violation of the DOD's own laws of war, as well as international laws about the way you treat people who are in that circumstance. And so this rises to the level of a war crime, if it's true.
Do you think there was a war crime committed?
Oh, I think it's very possible there was a war crime committed, of course.
You got it. We'll come back to that. Now, let's get something out of the way first, because this is so important in life. It's important for you. It's important for me. Always has been. It always will be. Figuring out the angle of the person you're talking to, the person you're dealing with. Is there an angle? What's the angle? The other day, this was last week, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. Now, my sons, whatever they're doing, Ob will order them to come give me a hug and greet me when I get home. They usually don't need encouragement. I'm glad my boys love me. But usually it consists of, hey, Dad, love you. Welcome home. Give you a hug. And then they'll go back to homework or doing whatever the things they're doing while I talk with Ob. Last week, my youngest doesn't just give me a hug and leave. Starts to ask me in depth about my day. Starts to really dig into
to how I'm doing. Good day at work? I don't know that he's ever at once asked me if I had a good day at work. It didn't take a genius to figure out there's an angle there. Wasn't long after that he asked for $20 to buy a video game. There's your angle, right? All these people in the media, United States senators on the Democrat side, talking about war crimes. Are these people worried about war crimes? Is that legitimate? Is that a concern for them? Because it matters. Otherwise, there's an angle. If they're not actually worried about war crimes, then we have to figure out what they're doing, and we're going to get to what they're doing. So we're going to rewind. This isn't going to be the only time Afghanistan comes up tonight. And we're going to just talk briefly again about a story you know very well, because we discuss it at length on this show. It will always bother me. We were in Afghanistan for far too long, 20 years. But we did have Bagram Air Base secured. We were not facing any more deaths on our side. That just wasn't something that was happening. We were approaching, in the Biden administration, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The Biden administration wanted a boost in the poll numbers, and so they had the State Department order the military to get out of Afghanistan. And the military said, we now know all this because it all came out afterwards. Generals said, but wait a minute, we can't just leave right now. We need to do this step by step. We have, it's a process. Nope, leave now. Pack up, leave. So they had to do what they were told. They packed up and they left. Surprise, surprise, the Taliban immediately start taking over the country. Afghan security forces are falling. And what should have been a public win for the Biden administration, a nice little PR boost, little goosing up the poll numbers, well, it turned into a loss. Now the world's watching as the country's collapsing, and we had Afghani civilians falling from C-130s. It was a nightmare. So much so that the Biden administration was getting asked hard questions about it. Why aren't you getting involved? What are you doing? The Biden administration freaked out and sent the troops right back in. Only Bagram was gone by then. And so we had to secure a civilian air base that was not secure at all. We didn't have the facilities. And before you know it, an ISIS suicide bomber, one that was almost undoubtedly in our possession in Bagram, had gotten out, strapped the suicide bomb to his vest. To his chest, I mean, full of ball bearings, and incinerated our troops at Abbey Gate. You know the story well. Well, now the Biden administration looks really bad, don't they? This was supposed to be a big win. We're supposed to look good. Ooh, now we got dead troops and dead civilians, and now the public's mad. We look bad and incompetent. Got to do something. And they did something. They sent a Reaper drone out. A Reaper drone that incinerated 10 people. 10 Afghanis. Seven of those people were children. Now, I know you probably don't have a deep, deep heart for the Afghan people. Neither do I. I'd be lying if I said otherwise, but innocent is innocent. What would you think if someone sent a Reaper drone? You just had Thanksgiving. Your family's gathered around. Picture that moment, that table, kids, adults, and someone incinerates it and kills you all. That's bad, isn't it? About as bad as it gets. Seven children murdered by our military. In the wake of that murder, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, stood up in front of the American public, said it was an ISIS guy we got, and then there were some others, of course, and then called it a righteous strike. The truth comes out eventually. The public finds out that it was 10 completely innocent people murdered, and then John Kirby, Pentagon spokesman, goes on the news. You've heard this 100 times on the show, and they asked him about it. Hey, 10 people, 7 kids. who's going to jail or getting fired?
How does it strike you that no one is held accountable? Because I know how it strikes a lot of people around the world that you can get away with murder and nobody's punished for it.
I do understand that. We appreciate that not everybody's going to support this decision. What I can tell you is we looked at this thing very, very comprehensively. And again, we acknowledge that there were procedural breakdowns. Processes were not executed the way they should have been. But it doesn't necessarily indicate that that an individual or individuals have to be held to account for that. But look,
is there discipline inside the Pentagon at all? I mean, maybe there are no charges brought up, but is anyone demoted or disciplined for what happened that day?
What we are going to do, there's not going to be individual discipline as a result of this, Willie. But what we are going to do is learn from this, and we're going to enact and improve our procedures and our processes to try to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Seven children murdered. Nobody sent to prison. Nobody fired. Nobody even got a stern letter. So, rewinding. Do the people crying about war crimes right now actually care about war crimes? Because not one of these people had a word of complaint for the Biden administration. Well, let's go ahead and set that argument aside, because now we know these are not people who actually care about war crimes being committed. These aren't even human beings. These are soulless communist demons. So if that's not the angle, what is the angle? That we will discuss next. Before we discuss that, what's the angle for all this gold buying? Why is China buying up as much gold as they can get their hands on? Super, super wealthy people buying up as much gold as they can get their hands on. What are they doing? They need another gold-plated toilet? No, they understand exactly what's happening to the debt situation on the planet, the currencies on the planet, and they are taking precautions. Have you taken precautions? Have you called Gold Co? Have you protected your retirement? Maybe gotten some physical gold or silver in your hands? Gold Co. has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Let them protect what you've earned. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. I will get to your emails at some point during the show. There's just big things we have to talk about. So what we did a couple minutes ago was we eliminated this, well, we care about war crimes lie that they're selling you. None of these people care about war crimes. None of these people shed a single tear for any innocent person killed under any Democrat administration. So what is going on? Now, before we get into the specifics of that, let's discuss the importance of institutions and specifically a network. And we're talking about this because communists use their network of institutions to run operations, to run ops. That's what they do. So what kind of network are we talking about here? Well, there are NGOs, as you're well aware, non-government organizations. Let's drill into that for a moment. There's a lot of use, almost all of it really bad for NGOs, but an organization, let's say, just as an example, the CIA. Why would the Central Intelligence Agency ever have a use for an NGO? Well, okay. What if I want something done? What if I want a movement, something, but I can't have my fingerprints on it? It's illegal. It's immoral. It would be unpopular. Just would look bad. Well, here's what I do. I create or find, they usually create them, I create or find a non-government organization and I have them do it.
I find ways to get them money, and I have them handle what I want handled. Me, I love Red Lobster. I eat Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits every chance I get. Maybe Red Lobster doesn't sponsor the show. Maybe corporate would pitch a fit because of how much I talk about Red Lobster. By the way, corporate would never. I can talk about them all I want. But maybe corporate would pitch a fit. But I want you to go eat at Red Lobster. So if I want to get around corporate's glare, talk to Chris. We work something out. Chris arranges a little wire transfer to a non-government organization. Oh, by a former employee of the show. He started his own NGO, and he is going to run a pro-Red Lobster campaign. That's part of how these networks work. Another part of the networks, and you really need to understand this, this is majorly, majorly important, is the media. Now, stop. I know you already hate the media. So do I. We don't need any more help to hate the media. It's not about hatred. It's about understanding sometimes what we're seeing. Do you have any idea how often evil deep state organizations like the CIA and FBI work hand in hand with the media to run operations? Half the time at these organizations, a media organization, it's a former FBI employee, quote, former, a former FBI employee, a former employee at the CIA who's running the stories, running the newsrooms. Do you have any idea how long, for example, the Washington Post has had to deal with allegations that they work directly with the Central Intelligence Agency for things the Central Intelligence Agency wants put out into the world? That has been known in Washington circles forever. Now, again, I know you hate the Washington Post, but have you ever opened up the Washington Post or read a headline from the Washington Post and said to yourself, That looks like the spy agency wanted that story out there. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Either way, that's how it is. You create and infiltrate various institutions, media organizations, NGOs that work with existing government institutions and existing government politicians. And it goes beyond this, by the way. Hollywood's been involved in this in the past. That's well known and documented. But beyond that, you have this intricate network of institutions, some created, some infiltrated. And what that gives you the power to do is, once you, let's say I'm the central commander, and I have this newspaper, I have this university, I have this politician in my pocket, I have this, I have that, and now I want to run an operation, I can use the power and money and influence of the institutions I have created and infiltrated to push the story, the scandal I want pushed, to promote what I want promoted, to destroy what and who I want destroyed. If that makes sense, I didn't want to make that needlessly complicated, but they work with each other all the time, and it's happening as we speak. And I wanted to give you that zoomed out version of a network before we zoom in, which is what we're about to do. What's the deal with this Hegseth Venezuela story? Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday night. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So we just discussed a couple of different things. I can't catch you up on everything. The people putting out this war crime story don't care about war crimes, but they do have, there is a communist network in this country, many of them actually, but we're going to talk about the communist network, what it's being used for right now. So let's go through this chronologically, because I think chronologically helps us understand the op that's currently being run. And this is not necessarily about the Pete Hegseth or something like that. This is so we can recognize these things in the future. And before I go into any of that, let me just give away this portion of it. This is what you really need to understand. You need to look for patterns. Patterns will tell you if you're seeing an operation. patterns. What pattern? You're busy. You have a job. You have a life. You have school. But you don't have time to dissect every media story. What kind of patterns? So let's dumb it down to the dumbest possible way you can put it, because this is how I understand it. Language, terms. If you're starting to see this outlet use a certain term or certain word, and then this senator is using a certain term or certain word, and then they see that same term or word here, or same term or word there. If they're all using the same terminology about something, any subject, it's not about Venezuela, any subject, you are most likely watching a communist op. Look, I played it for you in the beginning. I'll play it. This is an entire minute before I go into the specifics of it. You turned on the news programs on Sunday. You saw Democrat politicians all saying the same thing. By the way, and media members.
Based on what CNN is reporting, what the Washington Post is reporting, do you believe if there was a second strike to eliminate any survivors, that constitutes a war crime?
It seems to. If that is true, if what has been reported is accurate, I've got serious concerns.
Well, first, if that reporting is true, it's a clear violation of the DOD's own laws of war, as well as international laws about the way you treat people who are in that circumstance. And so this rises to the level of a war crime, if it's true.
Do you think there was a war crime committed?
Oh, I think it's very possible there was a war crime committed. Of course, it's either murder from the first strike if their whole theory is wrong. And I think, you know, the weight of the legal opinion here is that they've concocted this ridiculous legal theory. But even if you accept their legal theory, that it is a war crime. And so I do believe that the Secretary of Defense should be held accountable for giving those kind of orders. And
that's always a dead giveaway on an op, a war crime. Chronologically, before the Seditious Six put up that video, which I'll play for you again in a moment, before they put up that video, did you know that billboards started to appear around the country? Maybe you've seen one of these. Maybe you have not. If you'd like, you can go on social media and look them up. Billboards started to appear that had a website on them. What these billboards were essentially messages to people inside the United States military talking about refusing illegal orders. Hey, have you been given an illegal order? Reach out. You can reach out anonymously. I've seen multiple reporters, quote, reporters, say something like that publicly. Hey, if you have any knowledge of an illegal order, you can reach out to me publicly. If you have any knowledge of this, this is before this video comes out. And before I have Jewish producer Chris press play on the video, I want to remind you of a little tidbit that might be important. One of the voices you'll hear, the female voice in this video, one of the female voices, I should say, is United States Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. Former CIA employee Alyssa Slotkin. Didn't it seem so odd, almost out of nowhere, that you woke up one morning and someone had cut, edited, even put a fancy music background on this video after the billboards had gone up?
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk. This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens
like us. You all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
we got it. American people. You know who funded that video? An NGO. Did you know that wasn't funded out of a Democrat senator's office? An NGO funded that video. Did you know that? So we're just going chronologically. Huh. There are billboards. Then Democrats get up in an edited video paid for by an NGO talking about illegal orders. You should refuse these illegal orders. Don't give up the ship. And then over Thanksgiving break, if you're a news nerd, and I know you are, you woke up to a story from the, oh, look at that, the Washington Post. Hey, Chris, what organization does the Washington Post work with all the time? Starts with a C. It's three letters. You woke up to a story from the Washington Post with an accusation that the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, ordered the execution of wounded drug dealers in the wake of one of these strikes on the drug boats. The drug boats, do remember, they go from Venezuela to Mexico, and then they traffic the drugs up into America through Mexico. Anyway, then we wake up to a Washington Post story. Billboard first, then video, then Washington Post story, then almost, gosh, it's almost as if it was all coordinated. Every Democrat United States senator they could possibly find got an invite to come on the Communist News Networks on Sunday and spread the exact same term. First you were talking about illegal orders and illegal orders and illegal orders and illegal orders, and then we hear this.
Based on what CNN is reporting, what the Washington Post is reporting, do you believe if there was a second strike to eliminate any survivors, that constitutes a war crime?
I'm not going to play the whole thing again. My point is not about this story specifically. It's really, really genuinely not. This is very clearly a communist op. It is an op designed to wound the Trump administration. Possibly, look, if you're a communist, all you can do is try. Maybe you get Pete Hegseth fired if you're a communist. If you can't, by the way, I don't think that's going to happen, but if you can't get Pete Hegseth fired, maybe you drive a little bit of a wedge between Trump and Pete Hegseth. After all, Trump's already starting to have to answer questions about the whole thing. Hey, are you still with Pete? Maybe you drive a wedge. Maybe if you can't get any of that done, maybe you just hurt Trump's poll numbers a little bit. The reason is not important. What is important is that you, me, that we recognize communist ops when they're happening, and that we always understand the point of the op is to hurt you and the things you love. And this is easy. That's easy to recognize and easy to accept when the target of the op is someone you like. But what if the target of the communist op is someone you don't like? That we'll talk about in a moment, and then we'll finish this up and move on to Medal of Honor Monday and other things. I wanted to create a little bit of urgency in you right now. You know about Byrna's launchers, Byrna's non-lethal launchers, the ones that are legal in all 50 states, but they'll save your life. They fire pepper balls and tear gas balls, and they're compact launchers the size of a cell phone. You know that. You know about Byrna's Black Friday sale, 15% off everything on the website. That sale ends today. You have until close of business today. Actually, I think it goes till midnight today to get 15% off. That's huge freaking savings. Black Friday extended through Monday. I will not be telling you about this again tomorrow because it goes bye-bye at the end of the day today. BYRNA. This thing will save your life. The life of your daughter. The life of your dad. Get one. Get several. Byrna.com. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, talking about communist ops and the one they're running against, Pete Hegseth. Remember, about 10 minutes from now, we have Medal of Honor Monday, where we honor a hero who did heroic things for this country. I'm going to get to emails. We're going to get to this Afghan refugee stuff. There's just so much to get to. Now, final words on this communist op thing. I just laid it all out for you. If you missed it, you got to go back and listen to the podcast. You can never, ever, 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 ever participate in a communist op. Ever. And the reason you don't ever participate in a communist op is because you understand the communist is running the op to hurt you and the things you love. You are never going to align on something. He's never going to have your best interests at heart. The op is always designed to move the revolution forward and destroy what you love. Now, that's very simple, right? I'm sure you're sitting there nodding your head. Now, yeah, of course, I got it. But what if the communist op is against someone you hate? Against something unsavory, even. A good example of this actually is, it was a couple months ago. You probably already forgot about it, but Politico ran some story about some local GOP operatives who were making Nazi jokes and stuff like that in some private chat. You know, I love Hitler, just saying stupid, horrible stuff like that. Well, Hitler is going to create emotions in people, being as how he was a freaking monster. And the second you hear the word Hitler, you think to yourself, oh, I better condemn that. I have to stand up. I have to say something, but you're not understanding it. It's not about Hitler. It's about understanding that it's an op you're looking at. And if you participate, you are aiding the communist in his revolution. So for this example, maybe you love Pete Hegseth. Maybe you hate Pete Hegseth. I know him personally, so I can't really speak to that. It's not my business. I like him. But maybe you hate him. Let's say you hate Pete Hegseth. Maybe you genuinely do. That's fine. You have your own opinion. You still can't participate in this op. Not because of Pete Hegseth. It's not about Pete Hegseth. It's not even specifically about what did or didn't happen in international waters. It's not even about that either. You, because you are a thinking person, an anti-communist who understands what we're up against, you recognize the pattern. You see the billboards. You know about the NGOs. You see the media. You see the coordinated terminology, the coordinated communist response, and you immediately recognize that's a communist op, an op designed to hurt me. Therefore, I will not put up the Facebook post saying, if this is true, he needs to resign. That's why you don't participate. Unlike this loser, Mike Turner is his name, who goes on CBS Face the Nation, and this is a Republican. Listen to this.
The Washington Post is reporting that before the strike on the very first suspected drug boat in September, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered that everyone on board be killed. And then when two of the 11 people on board survived, a follow-on strike was ordered to finish them off in the water. Now, some law of war experts are saying that that was illegal, that killing people who are no longer able to fight is a war crime. What is your view and what questions do you have for the Pentagon?
Congress does not have information that that had occurred. Both the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and ranking members have opened investigations. Obviously, if that occurred, that would be very serious. And I agree that would be an illegal act.
Had to throw it in at the end. Had to do it. Instead of just saying, no, you're a liar. No, this is an operation. No, I can recognize this for what it is. Instead, has to play footsie with the communist media. Hey, Mike, why do you think Sonny Huston said this today?
I can't speak to the law of it. I don't know. You know, I'm not a geopolitical expert. But in terms of the law of it, shocked. You're right, Sarah. That is why those Army vets explained, do not follow, you do not have to follow illegal orders. You know why? Because if this is deemed to have been war crimes, which by all accounts right now, there are seven sources that said Pete Hegseth did say kill them all, even after there were two survivors, which you're supposed to do under international law. You are supposed to take those fighters as war criminals, prisoners mm-hmm. of war, and you're supposed to give them refuge and you're supposed to take care of them. And then you are supposed to put them into a court of law.
don't take part in communist ops, ever. Recognize them, see the patterns, see the consistent terminology, recognize what is happening, recognize why it is happening, and either defend your side or sit them out. Don't ever, under any circumstances, participate in communist ops, even if you hate the target of the ops, even if it looks bad. And don't, and by the way, you know what participation includes? If this is true, well, if this is true, the second you hear yourself saying that about a communist op, you should know you're participating. Part of the point of the communist op is to get you to participate in it. Did you know that? The op itself, if you never participated, would never be able to escape the bubble. It would never be able to escape the communist news Democrat bubble, ever. The communist op is designed to have you participate in it one way or the other. They want you telling your friends about it. They want you putting up that tweet about it. They die and go to heaven when you say, if this is true, it's really bad. They love that. Do not participate in communist ops. All right? Not now, not ever. Now enough of that garbage. We're moving on. We're moving on because we have to honor a hero. We will get to some Venezuela stuff, actually, what is happening there. I'm going to try to get to that next hour. We'll get to some of this refugee stuff, but it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.